So far, more than 50 Americans apparently have caught monkeypox from their pets. But federal officials are worried about others who were exposed to the African virus, a cousin of smallpox. To prevent more illness, the government is releasing smallpox vaccine. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
It's a stroke of luck that the U.S. has stockpiled plenty of smallpox vaccine in case some terrorist uses it as a weapon. Nobody anticipated it would come in handy against an obscure African disease never before seen in this hemisphere. Dr. David Fleming is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Smallpox vaccination is an effective way to prevent monkeypox from occurring in people. Studies have shown that smallpox vaccination is about 85% effective in preventing monkeypox.
Fleming says smallpox vaccine is being made available to certain people, he doesn't know how many, in states where monkeypox has popped up.
We are recommending smallpox vaccination for the public health investigators that are out there in the field conducting the needed public health activities, for healthcare workers that may be treating sick people who are hospitalized, for family or other very close household contacts of people who are sick with monkeypox, and finally for people who have had contact with a sick prairie dog or other animal that's been confirmed to have monkeypox.
In the bioterrorism preparedness campaign launched last December by President Bush, smallpox vaccine is not supposed to be given to pregnant women, children, and people with a history of eczema because of possible complications. But the CDC isn't being as strict in this situation.
This situation now, this focused, targeted vaccination recommendation, is different in that we're not dealing with a potential risk in the future, but the reality that these people have been exposed to this potentially fatal illness. In that context, the risk-benefit changes.
Young children are at most risk from smallpox vaccine. Dr. William Bicknell of Boston University says the vaccine carries a small but real chance of encephalitis, a swelling of brain tissues that can cause death or permanent damage.
That occurs in kids most commonly, 9 and under, most commonly in infants under 1. So that is an increased risk, and that's why it's good to make certain that the exposure is a credible and serious one and warrants the risk.
The risk of more monkeypox cases is still an open question. Fleming says one worry is that infected prairie dogs could have transmitted the virus to more common pet shop animals, such as gerbils and hamsters.
At this point, we have no evidence of human cases resulting from that kind of exposure, but that's obviously something that's high on our list to investigate and get to the bottom of as quickly as possible.
To stem further monkeypox spread, the government is banning the sale of prairie dogs, and it stopped the importation of 6 species of African rodents, not just the Gambian giant rat thought to be the source of prairie dog infection. The CDC is trying to prevent monkeypox from becoming permanently established here. To do that, a spokesman said, investigators are trying to trace several hundred animals that might carry the virus, with the potential for the number to go higher. Richard Knox, NPR News.